Israel's sister. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. July 24th, 1895. Dear Sister in Christ Jesus, I received your letter, but at the time I received your letter, you must have received the letter which I sent to you. I hope you will find the comfort and encouragement the Lord has commissioned me to give you. God is love. He loves everyone whom He has created and that are His, both by creation and redemption. He loves everyone on earth, however much they refuse to love Him. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. The love and sympathy of Christ extended beyond His own kindred and nation. His love encircled the world. If I be lifted up on the cross, if I die and am buried, I shall rise again and ascend to my Father. I will be your advocate. I will draw all men unto me. John 12, verse 32. All the human family have the gracious invitation to accept and to believe in Jesus. The one good shepherd has laid down his life, not only for one flock, but for all the sheep of his pasture. Scattered they may be on hills and in deserts, but the great shepherd calls them all, and everyone may come as they hear the shepherd's voice and know the voice of the true shepherd and follow him. Jesus announced in Nazareth his work and his mission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4, verse 18-19. All marveled at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. Shall my sister look at the dark side and grieve the heart of Christ by questioning his love for you? No, you will not do this. The Lord Jesus bids me to tell you, look and live. Numbers 21, verse 8. The glad tidings of God's unspeakable love to all who are in trouble, to all who need his sympathy, embraces you. The Lord loves to heal you as a good physician of all your maladies. Infinite wisdom is acquainted with all the maladies and diseases of both body and mind that the poor human heart suffers. I bring to you a message from the lips of Christ. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lay off the yoke of oppression in doubting my love to you. Believe me that I break this yoke from your neck. I put my own yoke upon you, binding you close to my heart of infinite love. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. See Matthew 11, verse 28-30. The great healer speaks to you. Believe in me. Trust the keeping of your soul to me. There is not a sorrow, there is not a grievance, there is not a human weakness for which God has not provided a remedy. He has not passed you by. Tempest-tossed you may be, but listen to the voice of Jesus as he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14, verse 27. There is balm in Gilead. There is a physician there. See Jeremiah 8, verse 22. He wants you to trust him implicitly. He wants you to put away your doubts and rejoice in his loving kindness and tender pitying love. Whatever difficulties you labor under, which weigh down soul and body like a cruel bondage, he waits to make you free. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in all points like as we are, and he knows how to succor those that shall be tempted. All you have to do is simply to believe Jesus is your personal Savior. Press close to his side. Let gratitude be expressed in your heart and be upon your lips. Look at the hopeful side. Stay your soul upon the one who died that he might be able to save you, not partially, but save you to the uttermost, making you complete in him. However unworthy you may feel, Jesus gave his life for you. He came to take you with all your defects of character, with all your weaknesses, to purify, refine, elevate, ennoble, and give you a place with the saints in his kingdom. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8. He came to take away our sins. He came to give us his righteousness and make us complete in him. We cannot, any one of us, aside from Christ, improve ourselves or be a blessing to others, only through the merits of the blood of a crucified and risen Savior. We each have our cross to bear, but let us bear it after Jesus, feeling highly honored to follow him, and sing as we go. Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee. Follow where Jesus leads the way. The rains may descend, and the floods may come, and the winds may blow and may beat upon that house. But the house will not fall, for it is founded upon the rock. See Matthew 7, verse 25. Open your heart to the cheerful rays of the Sun of Righteousness. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Isaiah 50, verse 7, 9, 10. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Read Psalms 23. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my God hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, she may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Isaiah 49, verse 13 to 16. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. I have risen at 3:30 this Thursday morning to write to you, and I want you to come out of the cave of unbelief and rejoice in the precious light of the Sun of Righteousness. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I will praise him, who is the hope of my countenance and my God. Psalm 42, verse 11. My heart is drawn out to you in tender, pitying love, my sister. But how helpless I am to do anything for you! But there is one mighty to save. He loves you. He is waiting to be gracious to you. He longs to help you. Will you let him? Yes, you will do this. You will open the door and let Jesus come in,
the Son of Righteousness. You will rejoice in His love. You will praise His holy name. You will receive the Holy Spirit. You will be better prepared to be a blessing to others. Be of good courage in the Lord.